My friends, we have Charlotte Iserby with us. We're not going to go too far into overdrive because the first hour was pretty powerful rants and information. But Charlotte is our guest right now, an amazing lady, the author of Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, now out of print. But you can go to her website and read it free online, very gracious of her. But all she wants is justice. When you realize how oppressive and anti-freedom these New World Order architects are, you just want to defeat them. I mean, because our children, our grandchildren, humanity has no future. And we've got to get good people rallied against it. But I kind of ended that last hour scrambled there, trying to apologize to Georgia and other people that were patiently holding that we were going to try to go to. But just finishing up with Charlotte Iserby, any other points that you've got or questions for Aaron Dice?
Well, we could probably talk all day as we did before in the interview, but I just wanted to thank you again for speaking with us and all the interesting stuff that you brought up.
Oh, is that Aaron?
Yes, it's Aaron Dice. He's here with you.
Hello, Aaron. Yeah, well, thank you.
Of course.
Thank you, Aaron. We send you our best from here. And I just am very grateful that you guys are there because I don't know that there's any other group that's doing anything like you are doing. And your listeners all know that the Council for National Policy is just as evil as the Council on Foreign Relations. So the left and the right have the same agenda. And so we've got to understand that. And once we do understand that, we can work together sort of in the middle. And
let's briefly talk about the Council for National Policy, because the Hunt brothers, if I'm not incorrect, set that up. And some evidence showed they were actually against the globalists. But then it got infiltrated and taken over, or was it always bad? Because I've had people on, and folks have pointed this out, I wasn't even really aware of it until the last decade, and some people kind of on the left say, oh, it's even more powerful. They kind of make it a left-right paradigm. But I see CFR, Council for National Policy, a lot of people in both groups are kind of like porch masons. They're not at the top of the pyramid, but certainly now the Council for National Policy, there's no doubt it's promoting a globalist agenda. I mean, what's your view on it?
Oh, I believe so. I mean, if you take, NAFTA, Richard Allen, he was with Reagan, right, in the Reagan
yes.
White House, and he was fired because he accepted a wristwatch from the Japanese, and he went to work for the Heritage Foundation. And he's Council for National Policy, and that's Heritage Foundation. Ed Fulner, who set up an office in Moscow when the wall came down. These are CMP people, but Richard Allen wrote NAFTA. And, so people have got to understand that, although, Heritage Foundation, turns out all these wonderful reports and everything, that 90% of which you could agree with, but 10% of what they're doing is really even more important than the 90% because they have the globalist agenda. They love the UN. They want an international system. They, of course, think they're going to run it. But they're going to run it with Rockefeller and everybody else. It's a very, very bad, or bad's hardly the word. It's a very deceitful, deceptive group that I found out through trying to work with them. They hate me, but Roz Haley from Texas, down there where you guys are, she was lovely, like the grand dame of the Council for National Policy, and she's a close friend of Norman Dawes. She and I put together a project to get out of the UN, a really good project, and we sent letters to 300 or more members of the Council for National Policy to help us. Samuel, my son, typed all the labels out of the computer. This was 15 years ago. We didn't get one single response, even though she, Roz Haley, was highly thought of at in the Council for National Policy.
Charlotte, this segment's over, but now I want to get you back on about the CMP and the infiltration of conservative movements by the globalists. This is, because just like Skull and Bones, you've got Democrats and Republicans from there, correct?
You absolutely do, and I think they're more dangerous. I think that the neoconservatives are more dangerous than the left, because the left tells the truth, as bad as it is. They don't lie all the time to us. We know what they're doing. But the right wing is lying.
Incredible. I'm going to have you back on then soon on the CMP. Stay with us, folks. This is important. We'll be
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Until Anthony Sutton wrote his pivotal book several decades ago on Skull and Bones and America's secret establishment, the mainstream media basically denied that the Yale Secret Society even existed. But Anthony Sutton was able to bust it wide open with the internal secret annals of Skull and Bones. Now, a lot of times things are hidden in plain view. I've had Charlotte Iserby on many, many times on this syndicated radio broadcast, and we are live the 28th day of December 2010 on this Tuesday. And she is retiring from doing radio interviews and things for the foreseeable future. So I've had her on twice in the last month. And I sent a crew, Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew, 3 weeks ago up to Maine to interview her before she leaves the country for several months of travel to basically get it on record, everything she witnessed at the Department of Education as the head of policy. And I had put a footnote on there because I knew that she was the person who had given Sutton all the information. She couldn't talk about that when her father, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, her grandfather, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, his father, Skull and Bones, true Eastern establishment, you know, blue blood family. She couldn't go public about that till her father died. And as an aside, I said, then get into Skull and Bones with her. Well, the two-hour interview expanded into a three-and-a-half-hour interview on Skull and Bones, on Bohemian Grove. She showed him Skull and Bones grandfather clocks. That's what each member gets when they become a made member of it upon graduation. She took him into secret annals. She let him videotape most of it, not some of it. And I haven't talked to her yet, but when I get her back on the show today, I think I'm going to be sending the boys before she leaves, coming up in just a couple weeks, back up there. Because talking to them, a lot of it wasn't even stuff she said, don't videotape it. It was just after the interview was over, she's like, her son is like, show them the stuff in the attic. And then they pull out even more secret Skull and Bone stuff. I mean, you think everything Anthony Sutton put out was powerful. It was from Charlotte Iserby. But it's the mother load up there. The mother load. I mean, all of it. Everything you see in The Good Shepherd, the Robert De Niro-produced film with Matt Damon, everything you see in the big best-selling books about Secrets of the Tomb, with Alexandra Robbins and all the rest of it, this is where it all comes from and more. You know, I started making a JFK film that I never finished. For 5 years I've been working on it. I want to make another occult masterpiece film that really shows how the secret societies operate and why they have secret societies. I've been working for 2 years on the Master Eugenics film. I've been working for over a year and a half on a chemtrail film, which just absolutely proves everything. It's unbelievable. But regardless, we've got for PrisonPlanet.tv members, by next week, we're going to have the special video interview with Charlotte Iserby with many video shots of these documents and internal Skull and Bones books going up on PrisonPlanet.tv sometime next week. And we've got the Russell Means at Wounded Knee video going up this week. We've had the Inside, the Rand Corporation, the only person to ever be given access to their annals because they thought he was one of them. Alex Abeya, that went up. I mean, these are exclusive interviews all over the country that PrisonPlanet.tv members get all in one place in the highest quality. And I encourage people to basically create a username and passcode that you can share with friends and family. Obviously, you don't have the same username and passcode that you use for other things if you're going to share it, but that's common sense. And six people can be logged in with the same username passcode at the same time, so you can share it with friends and family. Our goal is to get the word out. I do want to tell you that we got word, strangely enough, 2 weeks ago from YouTube that the InfoWarrior backup YouTube channel that we set up a few years ago, that when Burmese was here, we'd been using to post some of his stuff, we got word from them that, you've been given director status on this account. So now we can upload 2-, 3-, 4-hour, 5-hour videos if we want to it. And so, yes, the exclusive interviews that have been going up to PrisonPlanet.tv are being ladled out for everyone for free. And most people who have a subscription site would not be making announcements about it. But I know I have wonderful listeners that have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships because they want to support us and because they want to have access to where everything is archived in one place. And so if you can't afford the $5.95 a month until early next year, we're going to be offering the 5 months free. When you sign up for a year, you pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. We're not here to make money. That is certainly something we need to do to operate and something we need to do to be able to continue to operate and expand in the fight against the globalist, in the face of the globalist. But the number one overdriving directive, the prime directive, is engage the globalist, resist them, break people out of their mind control trance, engage the New World Order, shatter the left-right paradigm, defend the family, defend self-defense, defend private property rights, defend everything that the globalists are assaulting, everything that is good and honest and wholesome, which historically enlightenment and empowerment and beauty and creativity has flowed from, like a mountain spring, versus the pus that flows from the scrofulous, cankerous New World Order filth pit. So I will tell you that if you don't know how to find the InfoWarrior channel on YouTube, you just go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. There's big links at the top of every one of our article pages on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right up at the top of each page, you see a YouTube icon. You can go to the Alex Jones channel, which has 80 million views on that one channel. With all of our channels together, it's well over 200 million. It's the last 2 years, as you know. Counting other YouTube channels that carry our stuff, it's got to be 300, 400 million. I can't even do the math. I can't go through each channel. Oh, 5 million here, 20 million there, 2 million here, 8 million here, 14 million there, you know, 70 million here, 80 million there. I mean, it's a bounty of people we're reaching. I am so honored. I am so blessed. And it's all free, 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 free. And I wish I could literally give you my blood if it would defeat the globalists quicker. Okay, I'm not doing something that is heroic here. It's called survival. If you corner a raccoon will attack a grizzly bear if it's cornered, and sometimes win, because it'll run around, jump up on the back of the bear, and start clawing its eyes out. That's been videotaped. It's got the fighting spirit. You ever seen a wolverine whoop a mountain lion that weighs 4, 5, 6 times? It's got the initiative. But you can also try to get out of the way of the grizzly bear. And I'm just trying to get people to have their basic survival instinct and recognize that the globalists are a threat. That the globalists are a threat, and that if we recognize it's a threat, we can do incredible things together. And we are cornered. We are under assault, all of us together. They like to give the delusion to bureaucrats and control freaks and uniformed enforcers and executives that they're part of the elite. That's the disease that the average yuppie, even making $50,000 a year, believes they're members of the elite. And the minute you show them and prove to them that they're under assault and that they're under attack, many of them will finally wake up and break their conditioning. Now, the point here is my overdriving mission is to have a healthy, happy society. We'll never have a utopia. But if we just give in to the fact that, oh, that's the way it is, corruption's the way it is, and we just give into it, we know things are going to fall apart even faster. We know globalism is a disease. It is modern slavery. It is high-tech serfdom. We know its fruits are death and poison. We must resist it. We don't have a choice. And the big secret is when we get up on our hind legs, we have victory after victory after victory. So I am not a hero. I am a cornered badger. I am a cornered wolverine. I am a cornered little dog. Okay, it's the same thing, and I don't have a choice, and I'm doing everything I can. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, I have all the answers, to fight the globalist. And God bless you all for what you've done and your support of this transmission. That's why we've been so successful. Charlotte Isery, I need to add, will be joining us in the last hour today to do a full hour on Skull and Bones Secret Societies. And she likes to play it down that she's the reason, literally, that all of this is even public. I mean, just like Jim Tucker blew Bilderberg wide open, you got to say one single person doggedly deserves that credit. Charlotte Isherby, even more, you can say it's her. She leaked it. She scurried away with her dad's books. He didn't even know it and got them out to the world. The secret annals. By the way, you get me Rob Dewin here, or is this the day he works at night? You bring him in here. I just had an epiphany thinking about this last night when I said get Isherby back on. We've got to go back up there, and we've got to get every bit of that data that we can immediately. We've got to go up there and scan every bit of it. You guys have to go back to Maine. I mean, I sent you for one thing. When hiding in plain view was the real information. Hey, why don't you bring a chair in here? Why don't we talk about it in the next segment, then I'll get into the news. If I told you it's impossible to cover the news, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to happen. We'll try to take your phone calls. I mean, you ought to see the news here I've got. Counterterrorism experts tells cops in the U.S. kill militant Muslims, including children. Remember Gruckheimer was in the Ithaca Times, the private, and he said, yeah, we go into Afghan camps and kill everybody. And the Army clarified, well, only certain camps. See, they train the cops, kill even Muslim children. You know, even if they don't have weapons, just kill them all. the cops are now trained to kill kids, and then they go, by the way, you've been trained like an attack dog on the dummy of the Muslim. And they go, now, by the way, now the enemy is a family on a ranch wearing cowboy hats, and they move the Muslim puppet out, and the attack dog goes right at your throat. You understand how that works?
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Guys is on in about an hour and 40 minutes, but let's go get on the horn with her before she leaves town, and I'm going to dispatch you. This will be like a $3,000-$4,000 mistake I made by the time I fly you up there in the middle of a blizzard, not getting the full skull and bone stuff, but call her up. I'll talk to her later and say, yeah, Alex Morey thinks about it. I know she scanned some of this in and put it on her website, but we can't make it ever download. Maybe she can send us the file as a zip file. Also, I want to interview her son. He's really informed and interesting. And former military guy in demolitions, special forces guy. I want to In fact, I wanted to interview him while we were up there, but I guess he had to go to work or something. But I want to send you both back up there to get the full Skull and Bones interview. Did you get video of the grandfather clocks and all that?
Yeah, we shot that a lot of that.
But then she pulled out the real stuff after the interview was done.
Oh, yeah.
The hardcore.
Yeah, we packed up everything, and I mean, literally everything was packed up. It took us an hour to pack everything up, and we were kind of, you know, chit-chatting with her.
Eating cookies,
and she said, she sent her son to, she said, go get the books up in the attic. Or he had the idea, I think, and he came back, and it was, you know, rosters of who was.
This was after she interviewed for six full hours.
Yeah, I mean, we had talked, she was really tired at the end. She was like, huh. And we're like, all right, five more questions. You know, and then.
All right, well, here's the deal. And I know she wanted to go for all that time.
Oh, yeah.
Literal Vulcan mind meld. You got to get up there and get 2 hours on Skull and Bones.
All right.
Now, she did speak, you guys said, about an hour on Skull and Bones. We've got that going up on PrisonPlanet.tv next week.
She talked a lot about her father and his relationship with Skull and Bones. She did a really long, you know.
Well, I've got a list of questions.
Yeah.
Like the rituals and how it ties into different elites and everything. So I really want to get you back up there. Because like I said, she's leaving for 3 months. And her book's out of print. And she's kind of silent. She's 80 years old now.
Yeah. She looks good, though.
She does.
Run around, she cooked this dinner. So she's a nice lady.
I know you guys got in late because of global warming blizzards.
Yeah.
She was demanding, you know, that she give you good old Maine hospitality and that you stay there. We ended up staying in a hotel because you got in so late. But I'm sure she won't mind you coming back now that she's sweet on both of you and make you more cookies and stuff. Get that information, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she plays herself down. She's the person that blew it wide open through Sutton. We need to get the full data information of the people.
We can do it.
I remember just 10 years ago with the system denying that Skull and Bones even existed.
Yeah, you know, I've read the Anthony Sutton book, and the interesting thing is he was able to put all that together through the list. Because, you know, we did flip through it even though we didn't film the list. You see a guy like Avril Harriman. He has a bio more than two-thirds of a page long. Because he did so many diplomatic things while doing all this skullduggery through Skull and Bones with Russia and Nazi Germany, you know, alongside Prescott Bush and the others, as you know. And so that's how he was able to piece it all together, because it has all the kind of suppressed bios of all these individuals.
Yeah.
It shows what they did. It shows their activity.
And then on top of that, she has this rare book from the Reese hearings in Congress, and I think it was 19...
That the government had destroyed.
Right. They thought, yeah, she thinks she has the only copy.
Like, how much was she offered for that?
She actually bought it off of a guy who was offered a lot of money for it from the Rockefellers. They offered him, you know, whatever you want. They said, name your price, and he didn't sell. And then she sold it to Charlotte. He sold it to Charlotte for, you know, it was about $3,000.
And then didn't he fall down and hit his head then?
I
think I remember reading that. Okay. So, what else you want to throw out at folks about this interview that's coming up live today? I mean, we're going to recap a lot of stuff she's talked about.
Charlotte's a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, just sitting back listening to, you know, the people from, you know, from two generations back, she's really got her eye on things, and she's really been able to chronologicalize a lot of this stuff in terms of education. That's her main forte. But then going into Skull and Bones, I mean, she's just a wealth of knowledge. So, you know, you can learn a lot.
And you talk about her hidden influence with the Sutton book. The real story of Skull and Bones back in the early 1830s had to do with education, because they sent the key scholars over to Germany to learn these psychological techniques.
Because the Prussians had funded it to create total brainwashed zombies. That's on record. And now we have total brainwashed zombies.
Well, she's an expert on education, obviously. She's traced that back, and it ties in with the Skull and Bones. So it's all the more interesting for that reason.
By the way, this article that I intend to get to later this week if I have time, but I want to spend like an hour on it, it's about how Indonesia got founded, and it's a really wicked article, like, oh, it's authoritarian, but it's still, you know, for the overall good, excuse me, Singapore. Mm-hmm. But in there it admits this British-trained, basically dictator, set it up. And it admits that it's designed to have people not think for themselves and be robots. The article admits that. But it tells you how good that is, Aaron. Isn't that nice? Stay there. I want to finish up briefly with Skull and Bones, and I'm going to get to all the news and your phone calls coming up. Any other tidbits you want to add? We're going inside Skull and Bones. live with Charlotte Iserby in the video interview with shots of all this skull and bones paraphernalia that's coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you're watching us live on PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll be able to see these images later. It'll be archived there, and it'll also make its way out to the Internet. And we were going to show these when Charlotte Iserby was on with us later. They've got video and still photos. But let's go over the grandfather clocks and why these are so important in all the skull and bones photographs, the way they arrange the men, the skulls, the grave robbing they do, the sexual activities in the cow manure, the worshiping of Lucifer. Some of this even caught on video by the New York Observer. Iserby had leaked all of this years before, but as you guys are talking, we'll show some of these photos. In fact, what is this on screen right now?
These are the certificates that go along with getting a grandfather clock when you're a member of Skull and Bones. She showed us the photo, too. It's not in this stack, of her grandfather. He was one of the two seated in the front row with the other 14 members, total of 16, right, on the back row?
Yes.
With the grandfather clock. The son told us a story about when you get the grandfather clock, they want you to show that you're willing to participate in Skull and Bones. So they give you the money, but you have to do the specifications for the clock. So they're all unique and they all have different stylings. But they're all official Skull and Bones.
And so that's her father's certificate of it, that he's a full-born made member of the True Mafia.
Pretty much. And that's a lot of correspondence there between him and the clockmaker, and how much it was. It wasn't, in today's dollars, it wasn't that expensive, around 300.
But the clock is also a signet where if you're living somewhere overseas, another Skull and Bones member who may have never met you from another class, they can come and see the clock.
Sure.
And it has certain symbols put into it.
And it's always 5 minutes fast, and it never stops. They have it timed out to where they make it to where it never stops. It's never supposed to stop.
Yeah, they told us the father was very particular about making sure the clock never stopped. And
right.
They never knew why he was so preoccupied with it, but it's because that's the tradition.
Yeah. So. And there's a good shot of the clock right there.
Well, it's more than that. They supposedly put something into the clock. It's a bunch of black magic, but...
Well, I agree, but... And you also see the Associated Fraternity. I forget the name of it. I'm not that familiar with the Greek letters, but...
Oh, right. Yeah, the actual Greek letters for Skull and Bones.
And she gets into their worship of Eulogia. Eulogia is their main deity.
She talked a little bit about that. Mainly it was how her father went into Bohemian Grove, and he apparently didn't like it that much. He only went a couple times.
Yeah, well, when he was dying of cancer, she's told this before on air. She was listening to him for months do radio interviews about the New World Order.
Yeah.
While she was taking care of him, and he repented and became a Christian and accepted Jesus and just wouldn't get into too many. He just said, it's horrible.
Yeah,
and that's what Nixon said, too.
He told her, he said, you know, if I was still able to, I would help you. You know, that's what he said probably a couple days before he passed. So it was a pretty powerful interview. The whole
that makes me want to cry. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think people will see the evil and, you know, they're either going to accept it or they're going to push it away. And, you know, who knows what the society was like back then.
Well, there is something sexy and powerful about evil, true black evil. But once you really get close to it, you find out it is not good.
Right. And, you know, his soul was probably, you know, aching at some point. And hearing his daughter hit the path. And, you know, she's faced a lot of stuff for the path she's taken. A lot of people, you know, her family's kind of divided on how, you know, all the work she does. So the son that we met is totally, you know, with her. He's
an interesting guy. Tell folks about him.
Yeah, he was an Iraqi one. Yeah, Samuel is his name. And right when we got there, he pulled out two photos from... the Pentagon blast and was going over how, you know, he's like, this is an incendiary device because there's no smoke. And here's the smoke 3 seconds
later. Well, he says it's high powered plastic explosive.
Sure.
A white orange blast.
Well, and there's people that were talking about smelling cordite in the Pentagon. They knew what it smelled like and they could smell it. And, you know, it just so happened that was the area of the building that was hit that had all the financial records from the $2 trillion that disappeared, you know. That Rumsfeld was talking about on September 10th. So all that stuff got destroyed. And, you know, there was a few people in there that I guess who were in on that investigation also died. So there wasn't about 100 people died in the...
Have we shown we have shown the grandfather clock, correct?
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, go get on the phone with her right now. She's a sweetheart. Get up there. Get the full data as soon as you can. She's leaving soon.
Right.
Good job, men.
All right.
All right. That's coming up in an hour and a half, and I said I'd get into the news, and I'm going to get into the news. Oh, Aaron, real quick. You listen to my Christmas Eve audio blog. I don't know how to describe it, but I think it's got some good intel and some good issues that we haven't really talked about before, but also some issues we have. Kind of ties it all together. You've written an article about it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's also up on GCNLive.com. Alex Jones' audio blog, War on Common Sense, Losing Our Cultural Instincts Under the New World Order. What's your take on this latest audio blog?
Well, you know, these audio blogs are always when you're very reflective and kind of almost in a spiritual mode. But we've talked so much in Endgame and the others about the artificial humanity that's being created under this New World Order system. And here you are at Christmas time talking about how even when our culture was never perfect, we're losing our cultural instincts and the common sense of just kind of following our ancestors and recognizing, you know, what they have done for us in the past. And so it's very interesting, I think.
And people in the past did think about their progeny and future progeny, and it was all about building up humanity and that man could be improved. The globalist attitude is we're all animals. They are ascendant gods. We have to be exterminated. And that's actually in the National Geographic article. They talk to the minister mentor, the 80-something-year-old dictator of this Singaporean model system. And they admit it's the model for the New World Order. They don't tell you that the British set it up as a front. You know, that is a publicly available, the Singaporeans and the minister mentor, he's just an MI6 officer, and a communist, Marxist, who set up a capitalist haven. And it's all about dehumanization. And he talks about Confucius was wrong. We cannot improve man. We can only basically dumb man down into vassal slaves. And this article basically ends with how great it is. I mean, these people are sick. This is one of the biggest magazines in the country writing an article selling you pure evil.
I haven't seen this article, Alex, but all that stuff you're talking about is riddled in what Aldous Huxley and all the others have always said, learning to love your servitude. You mentioned in this blog how people will mindlessly defend the road to servitude that we're being set under. It's about selling ourselves out as humans, I think. So it's definitely something to think about.
And they admit in this article the people are comfortable, they're horribly unhappy, but they have this petty baubles. And they describe it, he's talking to a psychiatrist, and the island's ruled by psychiatrists, and they spy on everybody, and they execute you, basically, if you criticize the government. But our media says it's great. And they also, I know, internally drug the water supply, but they do different tests on the population. And the psychiatrist describes it as slitting your wrist and easing into a hot tub of water. And they say, oh, we're dying out faster than anybody. You know, we have one of the lowest replacement rates in the world. And it's like, it's wonderful. We're dying. We're dead. There's no future. It's beautiful. I mean, this is literally like Hellraiser. That's who these people are.
I've read some about the Tavistock Institute, and I think it's very interesting that Edward Bernays, who produced the modern consumer society on the one hand, was involved, and so were people, technocrats like Aldous Huxley. So where does that merge, the scientific dictatorship with buying into this bread and circuses and the baubles and the rest of the consumerism?
Well, we know that globalism is death, and we know it is, you know, not improving man. It is destroying who we are. And it's being done greedily by the elitists who don't believe any of what they're pushing. They don't actually believe that we can't be improved. They, when you get deeper, believe they are improved and we're trash. And really, it's an active mode of full spectrum dominance, total control. Just like the Romans, if you resisted them too much, they just kill everybody. Or the Israelites. They would go into an area and people resisted, they wipe everybody out. This is actually an ancient form of domination. And because you know you won when everybody else is dead. And the problem is with the globalist is they're going to continue with this and kill each other. There could be two globalists 500 years from now with life extension technology, you know, who were 600 years old, in a crystal palace on Jupiter or one of its moons, obviously not on Jupiter, the gas giant. Who knows? And those two would be fighting with each other over the power. I mean, it is a guarantee.
Yeah, in our time, we're living under this nightmare, like the H.G. Wells rhetoric, where we're going to split into two species. That's totally unfitting with the eugenic dream of becoming godhood. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're on power trips. They have high IQs. They compete with each other through a social Darwinistic template. But the truth is they are psychopathic or at least sociopathic control freaks who have constructed a scientific rationale and system to carry out their bloodthirsty enjoyment.
I don't know what else to say about that.
I mean, that's it. And this is who we face. And the average good person is almost blind to this because they can't see in that spectrum of psychological realm. And so what do you do, folks? I mean, I was once blind to this. You must face them. You must begin to see them. And once you can see them and you can read their writings, they think you're blind because they know in your fear, subconsciously, you are blind. You choose to not see it. It's right there, though.
I agree. It's very psychological domination. And they cold-bloodedly will carry out their rationale to kill off humanity at the intervals they see fit. So I'm totally frightened by this large eugenic system, and as you know, I've been reading on that for years, and it's It is what you say. It's very scary.
Now, I was told something by Rob Jacobson. He never told me before, and I'm glad. I mean, to hear this now. If Rob interpreted this wrong, tell me if I'm wrong. But it's good to have these moments live on air together. I meant to privately talk to you about this. We don't hire people who agree with us. Because I found it's dangerous. They think that it's like some Valhalla and I'm floating around. And no, this is a bunch of hard work here. I don't hire people generally. I have bad luck with people who are, quote, fans. I normally find that those really aggressive types, they just want to be Alex Jones. And so I don't really associate with a lot of those folks. I'm not saying a fan or supporter or someone who loves liberty is bad necessarily. I mean, just statistically, it's dangerous. I hire people who will work hard, and they don't have to even agree with me, but then everybody who works there a while finds out it's much worse than what I'd said. But I was told that for about 6 months, you kind of laughed behind the scenes, and it was a little bit of a joke, and you thought I was exaggerating. But as you studied more and more stuff now, you found out that it was actually worse than I was even saying. Now, that's according to Jacobson. Is that true?
I don't know if I ever thought it was a joke totally, but yeah, I didn't fully understand the whole system. And definitely when I started looking into eugenics in particular, I realized the depths of it, I think.
Well, that's the key to all of it.
But I had been reading Kurzweil and Huxley and 1984 and all that stuff prior to being here. So in some ways I was on that path already. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying that happens to a lot of people. I mean, they hear all this, and it's the same thing new listeners hear. Look, I was the same way, Aaron. When I first got awakened to a certain degree, now going back 17, 18 years ago when I was about 19, I was more the Federal Reserve is private. There is a mega elite that doesn't want a free market. They want to shut off competition. I'd read their own writing, so I knew that was real. But I'd hear people talk about Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, worshiping stone owls. And I would tell those folks that came to me in parking lots or wrote me letters or, you know, came to events, you know, you're crazy. But then I found out that was all real. And I mean, it's when you discover just how crazy this is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess where I came from, I knew about stage terror, actually, just intuitively. But no, I didn't know about all these secret groups. And they dominate us psychologically and tell you that you're wrong to think about 9/11 being an inside job or the other false flag terrors. And then when you do find out about everything going on behind the scenes or even just a little bit of it, it is frightening. And sometimes laughter is also a sign of fear, actually.
Yeah. But then you realize that we're already in a form of psychological death and physical degeneration that being accelerated by these people. And so the true death is the death of the will to give in to them. And then you realize that that's the big trick. There is no choice. It's either you give up your individuality, you give up your spirit, your soul, your heart to these people, or you resist them. And for me, that's no choice at all. And sure, they're scary. They could come kill me and my whole family today. They could set me up. They could pull me over and throw drugs in my car. But to give into that fear is to die. It's the little death. Giving in to fear over and over again, you're not even really alive anymore. Now you are being governed by weaker instincts.
Wait, but I agree, because this thing started so long ago before I was born, and it's said to have already been finished, like it's a done deal. But what we do to define ourselves by taking action in the time we're at, I agree. I mean, that's where life is, what we choose to take action in, how we stand up in our time to what we can.
Well, that's their greatest assault, and one of their greatest lies is they tell us we don't have free will. They tell us we don't have power. They tell us we don't have determination. But they know the truth. They know how powerful the human is. The human mind, over 110 years ago, Max Planck and others envisioned and wrote on chalkboards equations that can destroy entire cities or power entire planets. Imagine 110 years later what the great thinkers have envisioned. That's why the globalists control education. They put on high-tech reservations, the latest technological developments to hoard to themselves. They know the secrets. They already have advanced technology. They don't want the general public to take part in this, and they want to wall us off from it, not to keep us as some little toy, but to phase us out. And that's what the average cheeseburger-eating, beer-drinking, tough guy out there needs to know. That's what the average liberal bureaucrat needs to know. The average cop, you know, that's a side issue. I told Dew and Douglas when they went out to the airport that the cops would come, even though they were on public property, you know, on city streets that aren't on the airport, and tell them to leave, even though they have no right under the First Amendment to do it. And at first, the cops came up, got their number, you know, ran their IDs, and then said you can stay until more cops showed up. And of course, the higher you went, the more thuggish. And they just got out and said, we have the video. I don't care what your rights are. You're going to leave or we're going to arrest you. And that's what's happened to you with security guards, you know, in places like Kansas City on a sidewalk. Federal security guards from a half mile away come up with guns and say, you can't videotape the Federal Reserve from half a mile away. And you guys wisely went ahead and left, because when you started arguing, they put their hands on their guns and said, look, and that's what tyranny is. It's a little monkey, a nobody, and you have now become a slave. I have become a slave when a monkey outside of law in a little monkey suit with their hands on their guns, with no authority, no law, criminally can just boss you around. That is the nature and the essence of it, is their exercise of this upon us. And the Austin Police Department failed the test yesterday and behaved like absolute criminal tyrants. You have disgraced your family. You have disgraced your forefathers and mothers. You are a shame to humanity. And you better be glad I'm rebuking you. You better be glad somebody will talk to you straight. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. We'll be right back.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
to you our lives. How many times has the government been caught lying to us, poisoning our water, injecting children with biological weapons, radiating soldiers, women, children? Tens of thousands of Nazis being brought in to run every facet of government. East Germans, former KGB, NKVD, hired 8 years ago to help set up Homeland Security on record. And now they got telescreens going in. Now they're saying spy on your neighbors. Now they're announcing TSA is going to be in malls and on the highway. We told you what they were going to do. They told us. They're tyrants. They're criminals. They're here to eat your lunch. And, of course, they've got a propaganda corps telling you how much they love you, telling you how they're protecting you from terrorists. There's not just all the evidence. There's your common sense. Who in your gut are you afraid of? Who in your gut are you concerned about? When you see a photo of a guy with a turban and a big beard, do you have fear? Or when you see President Obama or Hillary Clinton or Newt Gingrich, what's your gut tell you? When you see David Rockefeller or Henry Kissinger, what's your gut tell you? When you see Homeland Security on C-SPAN, you know you recoil. You know you're dealing with hardcore criminals. Oh, their low-level minions are a bunch of useful idiots. I mean, here's an example. Here's an example of all the news stories today. I've got one article out of Raw Story, and it's linked to the AP, Huffington Post. Others have got the full text of it. But here it is. Counterterrorism expert tells cops kill militant Muslims, including children. Now, when I read something like that, I have the whole backstory, or a lot of it. I remember troops coming home and giving interviews about how they go into whole villages in Afghanistan and Iraq and kill everyone, including babies. And then the Army came out with Private Gruckheimer in one case. You can pull up Ithaca Times. They came out on Fox News and said, well, let's clarify. We only kill everyone in certain villages. We only torture children in front of certain people's parents. Remember that in the Washington Post? They're trying to sell you on evil. All these Hollywood movies now where they show our troops torturing and killing people because they're the good guys. They're trying to warp your mind to make it societally acceptable to have a red terror type scenario. This is real. But when I read this, I understand what it is. I've already known they're training the police with things like this. They're training police in every major city that militias and gun owners and veterans are their number one threat and are going to attack them any minute. That will probably happen if they start trying secret arrest and internment. Yeah, patriots will start fighting. They won't be terrorists. They'll be fighting a Soviet/Nazi system, and they're going to be called terrorists. We're trying to peacefully expose this before it gets to that. You think the globalists care, police and military, if half of you get chewed up fighting with millions of veterans? They're putting us into a scenario where they want to fight to chew you up, to then bring in the international forces, which is in all the documents, the NLE09, the FEMA, the drills I've been to. That's phase two. But when I read this, I understand what it is. They get the cops all in there. They hold up the little Muslim puppet and say, ooh, Muslim puppet, kill its babies. Because they know if they can train people to think about killing people's babies, they'll do anything. What do the Nazis teach? What do the black supremacists teach? Kill the white women. Kill the white babies. Kill the black babies. They can get that. They can get anything. Then they remove the Muslim puppet and put the cowboy puppet. Kill him. Kill him.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.